Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. We all face moments in life when we're holding on, praying hard, and wondering if God still works miracles or if He's even listening. Today's message, The Miracle You Need, is all about those moments. Whether you're in a season of waiting, feeling stuck, or just needing a reminder that God is still at work behind the scenes, this episode is for you. So take a deep breath, lean in, and let's explore together how God often shows up in ways we least expect, and right on time. Today's topic is the miracle you need, and the Bible text is from John chapter 11, verse 6.
John chapter 11, verse 6. So, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days.
Again, welcome to today's episode of our devotional podcast. I pray today's message brings encouragement, faith, and a spark of hope into your heart. Our topic today is one that speaks directly to the longing in many of our hearts, the miracle you need. Let me start with a story, a true one that I believe beautifully captures this theme. I recently read in a book the story of a young missionary couple in Brazil. They had been trying for months to get into a remote village with no success. Every time they got close, something came up: sickness, flooding, closed borders. They were tired, frustrated, and worst of all, they began to wonder if God had forgotten about the vision He had given them. One night, after yet another failed attempt to reach the village, they sat in their tent, praying desperately, weeping. God, are you even listening? We need a miracle. The next morning, they woke up to find the river, normally fierce and impassable, completely still. The locals said it hadn't happened in decades. They were able to cross over safely and minister to a people group that had never heard the gospel before. And the timing? Perfect. They later discovered that if they had arrived even a week earlier, they would have walked into a tribal conflict that could have ended their mission or their lives. God delayed them to protect them. What felt like a denial was actually divine direction. I want to tell you today that God is never late. He knows how you feel and what you are going through, but He's going to give you just the miracle you need, not always the exact miracle you want. Now let me ask you, have you ever felt stuck waiting for your miracle? Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's a job. Maybe you're praying for a loved one to come back to Christ. Or you're just asking God to show up and bring peace to your anxious heart. We've all been there, and sometimes it feels like God is silent. But let me remind you, delay is not denial. In John 11, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, what did He do? He waited. He didn't run to Bethany immediately. He stayed 2 more days where He was. Why? Because Jesus didn't come to prevent a sickness. He came to resurrect the dead. What you think is a delay may be God setting you up for something bigger than you ever imagined. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" John chapter 11, verse 40. What if the miracle isn't what you expected? Sometimes the miracle doesn't look the way we want it to. Maybe you're praying for a relationship to be restored, but the miracle is actually God healing you so you can walk away stronger. Maybe you're praying for that one door to open, but God is slamming it shut so you don't settle for less than He planned. Let me ask you this: what if the miracle you need is already happening, but you just can't see it yet? Remember Elijah in 1 Kings 18? He tells his servant to go and look toward the sign of a rain. 6 times, nothing. But on the seventh, there's a small cloud, the size of a man's hand. That tiny cloud brought a downpour. So don't despise the small signs. God often starts big things in small packages. Today, God is still in the business of miracles. Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it before, he can do it again. That healing, that breakthrough, that moment of clarity, it's coming. But here's the key. While you're waiting for the miracle, don't miss the miracle of the waiting. God is shaping your heart, refining your faith, and teaching you to trust, not just in what he can do, but in who he is. As we begin to wrap up, I want you to pause and reflect. What miracle are you believing God for today? How have you seen his hand in seasons when you thought he was silent? Are you willing to trust his timing, even when it doesn't make sense? Take a moment, breathe, speak to him. He's listening. Let me speak this over you today. You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. You are seen, and you are loved by a God who still works miracles. Step into today with bold faith. Keep your eyes open for the small cloud on the horizon. Your miracle may be closer than you think. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today that you are still the God of miracles. Even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, you are working all things together for our good. Lord, we lift up every heart that is waiting for healing, for breakthrough, for peace, for restoration. Strengthen our faith in the waiting. Teach us to trust your timing and help us to see your hand even in the small beginnings. We believe, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or imagine. Let hope rise again in every heart listening today and guide and prosper us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for joining me today. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who might need the reminder. Keep trusting, keep hoping, and remember, even in the silence, God is moving. Go in peace and go in faith. Until next time, stay anchored in hope. God bless you.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And for the evening, Luke chapter 1 verse 60 to 80. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins. But rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.